Amen. Hallelujah. To come into his presence, to give him the praise and the honor and the glory that he deserves. And he does deserve it today. Amen. I'll just take just a moment. If you'd like to head in your Bibles to Psalms 103 and 1, take just a moment today just to testify. I'm thankful I was able to go to men's conference. It's been a couple years since I've been able to get the time off, but it was such a blessing to be able to go and just worship the Lord, rejoice in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we had several services. It was a Friday day service, Friday night service, Saturday morning session, then a Saturday morning service. And man, it's just wonderful to have church like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If I could have church every day, I'd do it. Praise God. I remember back in the day when I was a district youth secretary, we'd have district youth camps that we'd have. We'd have it would start with a Monday evening service, Tuesday morning service, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night. And then we'd go home Friday, go to church on Sunday, and then I'd turn around because I had to be there for all of them. I'd turn around and do it again the next week. And I did that for 4 weeks in the summertime. I could tell you I was worn out physically, but man, I'll never forget that time. I cherish those days when I just got to worship the Lord with brothers and sisters every day. Hallelujah. It was a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful for it. It's wonderful to have our guests with us. God bless you, my friend. Didn't get your name yet, but wonderful to have you. Anthony, good to have you with us as well. And all of our members, thank you for joining with us today and just allowing God to bless you. I'm going to preach today on the most difficult topic to preach on. Shouldn't be, but I have observed that it is. But I believe that we're ready for it. Hallelujah. I presented this question to the men earlier. I'll ask it again. Men, you got one more in you? One more service just to worship God and give the Lord your all. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 103 and 1. You're probably familiar with this. How about we read this first line together? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Help me not to forget all of his benefits. Let me not forget that he has forgiven all of mine iniquity. Let me not forget that he heals all of my disease, that he redeems my life from destruction, and he crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth. Oh, anybody satisfied with the presence of God? Hallelujah. One of the sermons this weekend, we learned that we needed to be hungry for God. Hallelujah. When we're hungry for the Lord, he satisfies our mouth with good things. Praise God. That like youth, that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know some people in this place, some of the men, you're thinking, God, I need you to give me some of that youth right now. Praise God. Because we're tired and worn out. I'm with you, but praise the Lord. I'm excited to see what the Lord's going to do today. I'm going to preach to you. I'm going to do a little bit of teaching, a little bit of preaching, but I want to preach on my praise command. My praise command. Everybody say, my praise command. Oh, praise the Lord. I feel like the Lord's going to do something in this place. One more time, put down your Bibles, lift up your voice and say, thank you, Jesus, for letting me be here today. Thank you for the word you're about to deliver. Thank you for your spirit that we feel here. We love you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Have thine own way in this place, in the name of Jesus. Everybody shout amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Yes, believe it or not, praise is the most difficult topic to preach on. Because when you preach on it, people feel like you're trying to pressure them into offering a praise and sacrificing and maybe doing something, poking you to do something that you're uncomfortable with. Today, I'm not hoping to do that. I'm hoping to get you to a point where you'll do it to yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because the command to praise God is the most prominent command in scriptures. I know we say it is, be not afraid, but I can tell you the overall theme of scripture suggests that though that is a very important commandment, the most prominent command in scriptures is to praise the Lord. The word praise, it appears 248 times in the King James Version, but it is said to have been mentioned a total of 543 times throughout the Bible. Hallelujah. That tells me that if I want to live a biblical lifestyle, hallelujah, then I need to live a life familiar with praising God. Amen. So what is praise? If you could throw that up. Praise is the expression. Everybody say expression. The expression. Not necessarily the words, but the expression. Hallelujah. They say that, and I don't know the exact number, but our words are only a small percentage of our communication. Hallelujah. But if I want to express my gratitude and thankfulness, sometimes I got to use more than just my words. All right. It is the expression of gratitude to the Lord for what He has done and for who He is. A lot of people have made the separation. Psalms 1 and 50, it tells us to praise Him for His mighty acts. And we'll read the whole thing in just a second, Brother Kavan. But it says to praise Him for His mighty acts. That truly is the definition of praise. But it also says praise Him according to His excellent greatness. In other words, if He has done nothing for me, He's still great, and He still deserves some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. There are several commands to praise in Scripture. Psalms 150 is probably the best known command, and it's the final chapter in the book of Psalms. We won't read all of them, but Psalms 150 and 1, we'll read this whole chapter. It says, praise ye the Lord. It doesn't say, hey, it's a good idea to praise the Lord. It doesn't say when you feel like it, praise the Lord. It commands us, hey, brothers and sisters of God, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power or in the creation which displays the power of God. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Some of you thought we were crazy up here dancing, but the Bible commands us. It doesn't suggest it. It commands us to praise him with an expression of dance unto the Lord. Okay. I know we like to praise him on the drums. Let's praise him on the drums. Praise him on the keyboard. Let's do it. Praise him on the bass. Let's do it. One of our favorites in church. Hey, that's all right. You know the Bible only says only one or two times to clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know that there are many, many times where the Bible says to lift up your voice in praise unto the Lord. It says many, many times to dance as an expression of praise. Hallelujah. Don't take the easy road out. The ones that's expected of you, express your praise in the way that he's asked us to. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. I don't like going to that church. They're too loud. Hallelujah. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It suggests, hallelujah, that just my noise unto God, as long as it's a praise to him, can be an honor to the Lord. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pause here for a moment. How about we just praise him for another moment? Hallelujah. He concludes it with this thought. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. God isn't expecting something from us that is unnatural. I know my father, when he first stepped into a Pentecostal church, he looked around and he said, why is that lady yelling at the wall? He didn't understand it. Hallelujah. I recognize today prayer, praise. You might feel like it's something you're uncomfortable with now, but I tell you that praise is something that comes naturally to us. We love to praise. And I'm going to say some things right now, and I try to be careful saying these things because it could come off like I'm just trying to get some sort of a response from you, but it is a legitimate point. There's people who today is in a large stadium and they're wearing themselves out in shouting, in clapping their hands. Some of them leap, some of them dance because their team got a score. Hallelujah. There are people who love to praise their sports team. They love to praise a meal. That right there is my favorite meal. I love to praise my wife. I might have some ulterior motives behind it, but I love to praise my wife. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just today, I noticed you look great. I said, listen, babe, you look great today. It's all right to do that. We were designed to worship, to praise. This idea, oh, they know I'm thankful. Listen, they may know you're thankful, but it doesn't hurt to hear it every now and then. Am I right today? Hallelujah. As humans, we crave praise. We crave recognition. We want to know that what we did was good and it won the approval of our peers. If my kids do anything they think is just slightly impressive, they demand my attention so that I might praise them for it. And you better believe, I may not have known that was a cat you drew, but boy, it looks wonderful, sweetheart. Hallelujah, because I want to encourage her. Oh, praise God. To keep doing what she's doing, even if it's not exactly what I was expecting. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And here's what we do. God's working. It didn't look exactly how we thought it was going to look. Hallelujah. So we avoid prayer. Listen, sometimes you just got to praise him for what he's doing. Praise him for however it looks. And recognize, God, you know better than I do. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you don't love to be praised. How many jobs have you left because you were just hoping for a little gratitude? Am I right? You expected gratitude. How many times I went and probably less on my wife and probably more on me. There's been times when she's gone and she has spent an entire day cleaning the house, dusting and wiping things down and you know, doing all this amazing stuff. And I walk in from work, and I don't know if I'm the only one, but I don't notice it. It doesn't first draw my attention. I'm walking in and my one thought is, I want to shed these clothes I've been wearing for 15 hours that have now suctioned onto my body. Hallelujah. And I just want to shed them and find a couch somewhere so I can sit down. I'm not looking to see if the sink is clean. And then she looks at me. She says, "Did you notice?" "Oh, absolutely, I noticed. It looks wonderful in here, babe." You expected gratitude, and that's not a bad thing. We want to be recognized for what we did. And it's okay if you do a task, you expect gratitude. I tell you, that's her. She doesn't demand praise. If I did it, though, I'd be like, what in the world is wrong with this lady? She should be buying me some cake or something. She didn't notice I did the dishes. I expect gratitude for washing the dishes that I dirtied. Yet we struggle to praise God for the things that he has done for us. We want every little tiny thing that we do to get some recognition and praise. Yet when it comes to God, we are silent. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you what he's done for you. This is the God who spoke the world into existence. This is the God who created an intricate ecosystem with an atmosphere conditions that are perfect to a sustained life. This is the God who created man from dust and breathed life into his nostrils. This is the God who hung the sun and the moon and the stars and the planet in the sky, and he turned the earth so that we can observe them all every day. Come on now, I think that's a God who deserves some praise. What do you have to praise him for? Praise him for the warmth of the sun. Praise him for the rotation of the earth that gives you a good night's rest. Praise him for the plants that provided you medicine. Praise him for the fruits and vegetables that gave you sustenance. Praise him for the meats that gave you strength. Praise him for the trees that brought you shelter. Praise him for the minerals that brings you electricity. Praise him for the streams that brought you water. Praise him for the wool that brings you clothes, sheets, and pillows. Thank him. Praise him for the ability to think and to grow wise. Praise him for the muscles to pick up, lay down, and defend. Praise him for the mouth so that you can speak. Praise him for the ears so that you can hear. Praise him for the eyes so that you can see. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. So my question is, how do we find enough time to praise him for all that he's done? But in all this, I want you to know that though the Bible commands us to praise God many times, God never expressly tells us to praise him. The Bible does. The Bible's filled with men and women of God instigating the church. Praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And we know they're communicating the plan, the will of God. But God never came down and demanded praise. It's because God didn't desire to command praise. He wanted to earn it. As if creation is not enough for me to lift up my voice. As if creation is not enough for me to dance in praise unto the Lord. God comes down and the Bible says he works in order that he would get the glory. Go ahead and throw up that list, Brother Kavan. These verses backs up these thoughts that he creates to the glory of God. When it says to the glory of God, it's saying that this is so that God gets the recognition, the glory, and the praise. He guides history to the glory of God. He sends Jesus to live and to die on a cross for you and I. Why? Because he didn't want to command your praise. He wanted to earn your praise today. He sanctifies his church, not so that you have to do what he wants you to do, not so that you have to let go of this or let go of that. He sanctifies you so he can get the glory. Oh, praise God, praise God. He predestines you so that he can get the glory. Hallelujah. And one day Jesus is coming back to be marveled at and to be glorified among his people. I tell you, it was all for this fact, that he might get the glory, that he might get the praise and the recognition for who he is and what he's done. Say, well, Pastor, why does the Bible say over and over again, praise ye the Lord? It's because there's something so powerful about praise. The Bible tells us he inhabits the praises of his people. That means when I begin to praise, God can't help but to come down. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This week, I went to a service and everybody was going down to the altar. I thought, well, I need to go down there too. I don't really feel like it. I don't really have the strength to. But, you know, I've got my son with me. Got all these guys. I want to encourage them to worship. So I went down there and I told my son, I said, God blesses us when we praise him. The Bible tells us to dance because the altar was just full with men praising and dancing God, wasn't it, men? I said, this is biblical. The Bible tells us to do this. So I just started doing it. Hallelujah, I didn't really want to or feel it. Oh, but I can tell you it wasn't 30 seconds of me dancing and shouting, clapping my hands, raising my hands, that all of a sudden the whole mood shifted. And I started to realize, yeah, I was tired before, but now I just feel blessed. Now I just feel the presence of God. Now I just feel the glory of God. Hallelujah, because I took the time to praise him. But there's something more with praise. If you can, throw up that quote. This is a quote from C.S. Lewis in his book, Reflections on the Psalms. He wrote this, I think we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not merely expresses, but it completes the enjoyment. Oh, praise God. What does he mean? He means that the enjoyment, the thing you're praising God for, that's only part of it. But when you solidify it and add on just a little bit of praise and a little bit of gratitude, hallelujah, then that whole thing comes to fulfillment. It completes the enjoyment. Listen, I've never enjoyed God more than when I start praising him. I'm never more thankful for what he's done than when I start praising him. I never realize just how good God is until I start praising him, because it completes the enjoyment. It is its appointed consummation. It is not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are, but it is the delight is incomplete until it is expressed. It's not until I finally just say, God, you really have been good to me. God, you really have blessed my life. And sometimes it's hard to see it, but when I really think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, My heart cries out, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank God for blessing me. Something's happening in this place right now. Would you just get in the spirit? How about we stand today? But that's not my praise command. You see, I don't need somebody else commanding me to praise. Because I've felt the goodness of God. I've experienced the love of Jesus. I know what it was like to be brought out of the world, to be set free from my depression and my suicidal thoughts. Oh. This weekend, I found an old friend there. He's been struggling in God for many, many, many years. He's had a really tough time. He's had major issues. Family members passing away. His dad passed away. His sister committed suicide. His brother-in-law took advantage of his daughter and was sent to jail. I'm telling you, major things happened in his life. I saw him only a year ago, less than a year ago, and he was skinny as a just a skeleton. He's super, super skinny. And it was obvious on his face something was wrong. And he told me then, Aaron, I don't know. I'm hearing voices and I'm losing it mentally and I don't know what to do. But I saw him this weekend at that conference. First thing I noticed was he put on some weight. And then I could see in his face something was different. Then I saw him down there Friday night. He was one of the first ones down there praising God and worshiping the Lord in the altar. I talked to him afterwards. I said, hey, man, tell me truthfully, how you doing? He said, I'm not perfect. I'm still struggling. He said, but ever since I started going to church 3 months ago and I rededicated my life to God, I've not been hearing voices. I hit depression every now and then, but I'm able to praise God through it. Oh, I'm here to tell you, I don't need to be told to praise God. Why? Because I praise Him because He's been good to me. This is my praise. This is my command. This is my praise command. Aaron, you need to bless the Lord. oh, my soul, and all that is within. Oh, but you don't feel like it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm commanding you, Aaron. Bless the Lord. But your body hurts. Oh, I'm commanding you, Aaron. Bless the Lord deserves the praise. If you feel it or not, Aaron, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Don't forget, Aaron, all of his benefits. Don't forget that he forgave you your sins. Don't forget he healed your body. Don't forget he redeemed your life from destruction. He loves you and gave you tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth. This is my praise command. And through Scripture, there's this idea. I've got praise. Everybody say, I've got praise. Psalm 7:17. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. Psalms 9:1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Psalms 9:2. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Psalms 22:22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Will I bless thee. Come on, somebody. I'm finishing up. Hallelujah. When I'm stumbling, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When I'm hungry, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When I'm thirsty, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When I'm tired, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When I'm struggling with my faith, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When my family stops coming to church, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When I lose a loved one, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, hakaranda da da basona. I think it's appropriate right now. I know we usually come down and we get down in our emotion. But when I'm not emotional, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When I'm not crying, bless the Lord, oh my soul. When nobody else is doing it, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, that's right, the glory's falling. Why? Because he's getting the glory today. Won't you go ahead, find a place where you, without emotion, without any other reason, but just because he deserves it, find a place and command yourself, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Go ahead, brother.